There was something interesting about Zacchaeus, that the three aspects of Zacchaeus is that he was wealthy, he was healthy, and he was wise and short. That's okay. Zacchaeus was healthy, wealthy, and wise. He was a very educated man because he was the leader of the tax collectors. He never looked for Jesus because he was sick, because he needed a job, and he needed finances. He sought Jesus because something in him said, I want to seek Jesus. And that's the worst way of selling the gospel, is that it's only the sick, the poor, and the jobless that need Christ. Really? Since when does that gospel come in? You understand? There was something in Zacchaeus that says, yeah, you're right, short. There was a crowd and he couldn't see Jesus, and he ran ahead, climbed the tree, and waited for Jesus to pass. And because of his heart, omdat Zacchaeus a hart gehad het om Jesus te soek, al sy behoeftes was ontmoet, behalwe hierdie een hier binne. Come on. All his needs were met except that inside need. So what happened? He runs ahead, he climbs a tree. And when Jesus passes with the whole crowd, he stops. And he looks up at this man and he says, climb down. Today, I'm going to your house. Isn't that beautiful? When last have you and me, wanneer last het ek en jy, Jesus gesoek, sonder een van die drie hoofbehoeftes? O Heere, help, ek is siek. Heere is nie kwaad nie, dis cool. O Heere, ek het my werk verloor, u moet onderneem, ek bid dat u kan een plan maak, dat ek werk kan kry, dis reg. Heere, u sien, ek het nie eens geld om kos te koop nie, help my. Hy sê, hy sal, en hy Here doen het. Wanneer laatst het jy Jesus gesoek? No strings attached, simply because you just want to seek him. With no sideline in it. Guess what? He'll stop for you. He'll stop for you. And when he says, I'm coming to eat at your house, boy, oh boy, did that man's life change forever. Forever. So if that's a word, and it can touch you, people watching, it can touch you, and you're feeling pretty good at this stage. I'm feeling pretty good at this stage. Got a lovely doctor, and every time I go through a bit of a bronchitis, he looks after me. A lovely wife who does my financial planning for me, so I can go on holiday. And as you can see, I'm well fed. The question I've got is, Alan, are you going to seek me when everything goes well? And I say, God, help me. Help me that I'll seek you, Lord. You know why? Because we're going to speak about that. My purpose in life is to seek God. I'm made. Ek is saamgestel. Binne in my moeder skoot, is ek saamgeweef. En hy het gedink, eergister was my verjaarsdag, en hy het gedink, 56 jaar terug, het hy goed gedink, dat hierdie kort man gebore gaan word, vir sy heerlikheid, in sy beeld. En ek is nie uitsondering nie, my vriend. My sister, my brother, I'm not an uitsondering. When you were formed in your mother's womb, you were formed for a destiny with him. And that's what he wants to draw us back into, is to say, just to get back that picture of why we're on this earth. For him. To move and live and have our being in him. And when there's a need, yes, you pray. When you're not feeling well, you trust God. That's not what he's there for. And today we're going to speak about something different. Vandag gaan ons praat oor, laas naweek was Pinkster naweek, en ek gaan twee dele doen, so asseblief, moet nie sê, ja, maar jy het nou hierdie en hierdie versie vergeet. Raai, ek gaan net 3 versies doen vandag, en dan gaan ons heerlik hier aanbid. This morning I want to speak about the purpose of Pentecost. Jou grondslag is belangrik, die doel van Pinkster. Ons het met die hemelvaart gesê, Jesus het opgevaar, regte hand van God, en soos Josef is Jesus, jy sal nou verstaan wat ek sê, Jesus is nie besig om teen Vader God te lê en 'n harp te speel en psalms te sing die hele dag. Hy het gesê, ek gaan om vir julle 'n plek voor te berei. En in die voorbereiding van 'n plek, luister mooi, in die voorbereiding van 'n plek vir jou, tree ek in dat jy die merk sal slaan met die roeping op jou lewe. I'm going to prepare a place for you, my child. And in that, I'm at the right hand of my father. The right hand of the father is a position. Joseph was at the right hand of Pharaoh. He didn't sit next to Pharaoh the whole day. He was at the right hand of Pharaoh with authority. He could do everything except take Pharaoh's throne. Julle is so stil vandag. En Farao het hom aangestel om te funksioneer. Hy het 'n ring gehad, hy het die kleed gehad, en hy het gesag gehad, en Jesus by die regte hand van die Vader, koning van alle konings, Here van alle Here, en hy het die naam bo alle name, en hy berei plek voor, en in die funksie van sy posisie, tree hy in vir jou en vir my, dat jy die teken gaan raakvat in jou lewe, dat jy nie jou lewe op aarde gaan mors, soos 'n wasem, en is verby, en as geen God, geen toekoms nie. En hy sê, 'n mooi ding, ek gaan na my vader toe, maar gaan julle nie as wat agterlos nie? Ek wil julle net ietsie leer volgens, sit dit in julle kop. Interessant. It's interesting. He says, I won't leave you as orphans. You know why? Because God got a big heart for orphans. From the Old Testament, this is interesting. This is a bit of biblical knowledge. All over, God speaks of widows and orphans, and He has a major heart for orphans, physical, in the physical. The heart for weeskinders. En God kom en hy sê, ek sal julle nie los soos weeskinders nie, maar ek sal die trooster, die Heilige Gees stuur vir jou. Wat is die doel van Pinkster? As ek vanoggend voor ek begin, oké, kom ons begin maar. Put on the first picture. Wat is die doel van 'n kruiwa? Om te slaap. Nee, jy kan slaap in 'n kruiwa. En vir party mense lyk dit heel gemaklik. Ek moet eerlik bieg, ek het nog nooit geslaap in 'n kruiwa nie. Nie omdat ek nooit lui was nie, maar ek het 'n beter plek gekry om te slaap, as ek lui is. Maar jy moet 'n ding verstaan, wanneer ingenieurs, tekenaars, wie ook al, iets ontwerp, ontwerp hulle dit met 'n primêre doel. Daar kan sekondêre en derde doel wees, maar die primêre doel is hoekom hy ontwerp is. Jy kan in 'n kruiwa slaap, jy kan hom oor jou kop sit om die reën te keer, of, maar verstaan jy? Daar's baie doel vir 'n kruiwa, maar dis nie die primêre doel. Toe hy geskape is, is die doel geskape om goed te transport, of rommel, of bakstene, of sement, of wat ook al. There's a primary purpose, so I want to speak to you shortly. What was the purpose of Pentecost? What was behind the reasoning of Jesus and the Father to say, wat was die redenering agter Jesus en God die Vader? Wat was die redenering, die brainwave agter dit om te sê, ek gaan hom stuur vir julle. Wat was agter dit? Ek praat nie van die gemors wat ons sien op TV of oral hoor, van Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Dan trek hy tussen doom en slange en chocolates en, ek praat nie van nonsens nie. Amen. Because that's what people think is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. What a shame. If you think the purpose of a wheelbarrow is to sleep in it, you can do it, but it's never going to give you any fulfillment. Why did God send the Holy Spirit to you, the believer? En ek het klaar grondslag gelê van Zacchaeus en doel. Heilige Gees weet wat hy sê vandag, en hy weet wie is hierso, en hy weet wie kyk. I'll show you another picture, true story. Jy moet mooi kyk, sit die ligte af, sit net die ligte af, laat die mense kan sien, ek like hierdie kwaai. Wat is die ding bo op die kindse kop? Is dit nie oulik nie? Is een swembaadjie. Dit is nou een ware verhaal. Ek het nie toestemming van die ouers, maar ek gaan nie die seentjie se gesig wys nie. Ons het plaasbesoeke gedoen. Laas week. En ons kuier by een jong paartjie. Dit is die oulikste ding. Hulle het twee kindertjies. Een is klein, een is so 4 jaar oud. En die oukie van 4 jaar oud besluit... Daai suiker in die suikerpot op die koffietafel is baie lekker. Maar hy moet nie, ma en pa moet nie sien dat hy suiker vat. En hy man skep sy swembad, sy klein boetie wat 9 maande oud is. Hy skep sy boetie se swembad. En hy kruip so nader met die swembad bo oor die kop. En hy begin daar die suiker eet. En ek sê vir Karine, ek wil nie aandag trek, gee my foon. Ek wil een foto hê, want ek het self 2 kleinkinders. En ek sien die mannetjie skep, en hy weet dat niemand sien hom nie. Is dit nie oulik? Sy ouers sal nie aanstoot neem, ek beloof, hulle is baie cool. And that's, it's just a prize foto for me, is dit nie? Maar weet jy wat? Dit is nou alles met humor, maar die swembaadjie is nie ontwerp om suiker te vat nie. Do you understand? And sometimes we want to say and use the Holy Spirit for everything except its proper purpose. His proper purpose. Sorry, I'm thinking of a swimming pool. Holy Spirit is not a it. Ons wil graag Heilige Gees gebruik vir alles behalwe sy doel. En dis waar die gemors inkom. You understand? Susan, you understand? So ek wil jou vraag vra vir oggend. Baie belangrike vraag. En is baie persoonlike vraag. Want ek het myself daai vraag gevra. En jy moet eerlik wees, jy hoef nie op te spring en te sê nie. When you hear or think of the Holy Spirit, doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. When you hear or think of the Holy Spirit, what comes up in your mind? As jy hoor of dink, Heilige Gees, wat kom op in jou gedagte? Ek kan suiker vat. Ek kan slaap. Of, het jy insig waaroor het gaan? Hoekom God, Vader, Heilige Gees gestuur het? You understand? And the minute you and me tap into the right purpose of the Holy Spirit, of Pentecost, the other stuff unfolds beautifully. Because it's the Holy Spirit. It's not a spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. He says, I'll send the Holy Spirit. But if we don't know the purpose, we can't tap into the rest. And people are trying to tap into, and they miss the purpose. And there's beauty in the purpose of the Holy Spirit for the church, for the believer, for us today. There's something so special when God the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit together designed man's salvation. To send his son to the earth and to die on the cross and shed his blood, and he who knew no sin became sin, that them that receive him he gave the right to become sons and daughters of God, and shift you out of the darkness and place you into the light. And then his beautiful design is he prepares a place, and he says, I don't leave you as an orphan, I'm going to send my spirit to you. And if we can't understand that, we miss a lot in our walk with Jesus. You all right? Daar is baie verse in en om Heilige Gees. En ek het juist hierdie drie gevat. As deel, daar is meer, maar ek het hierdie drie verse gevat. I took these three as a foundation for the church. Because a foundation is a substructure that determines the building. If the foundation isn't correct, the building gets wonky. And that's why you look and you see guys doing wonky stuff with the Holy Spirit. First of all, totally weird. Secondly, often unholy. And thirdly, you see such wrong motives where it comes to Holy Spirit stuff. And it's the Holy Spirit of God where only God is allowed to get the glory, no man. In the kingdom of God, no man shines. You see man, no man shines. In God's kingdom, it's about Jesus and the Father. And the greater the man is, the apostle or the prophet, the less he should even want to be seen. Because it's unbiblical. The church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. It's not built on the superstructure of apostles. It's a substructure. The church, Galatians 2:20, says the church is built upon the foundations, substructure of the apostles and the prophets. And the minute that foundation becomes the main thing, it's missed its purpose. It's never the purpose. And so I'm going to start with a very basic verse this morning that most of you know. We're just going to go through three pieces of scripture. Some of you say, dis hoe diens moet wees. Net drie skriffies, dan is ons klaar. Hang af wat die drie. I want to start with that one. Romans chapter 8, in Afrikaans 1953 version. Romeine 8 vers 15 en 16. Purpose, remember? Purpose of the Holy Spirit. Doel van die Heilige Gees en Pinkster. Romeine 8 vers 15 sê, want julle het nie ontvang 'n gees, klein gee, van slavernij om weer te vrees nie. Is ek reg? Maar julle het ontvang die gees van aanneming tot kinders. Sê saam my, adoption. It's not ugly. It's beautiful. Iemand het my eendag vra, leier, baie goeie vraag. Aanneming klink amper asof iets mis. En ek kon vir my sissie sê, as jy aanneming verstaan, dan is daar niks gemis. Die mooiste ding wat met 'n weeskind kan gebeur, is wanneer 'n weeskind aangeneem word met die regte nuwe ouers, wat hom of haar wil hê, wat sal sorg, wat sal 'n toekomsplan vir hulle hê, en vir alles gee, dat daai kind kan succeed. Do you understand? That's why there's aanneming. Only Jesus says, ek los jou nie soos, julle dit geantwoord, weeskinders. Maar ek stuur gees, gees van wat? Wat jou as weeskind gaan aanneem, en laat weet dat jy weet, jy behoort in hierdie familie, en jy's kind, en narand, jy daai naam. Hy sê, ontvang die gees van aanneming tot kinders, deur wie ons roep, Abba, Vader, Vader, kindskap. Kindskap word vasgemaak deur die gees van aanneming, wat sê, ek het jou gekies, uit baie is jy gekies, ek neem jou aan, ek wil jou hê, ek sal jou groot maak, ek sal vir jou sorg, ek sal vir jou gee wat beste is vir jou. En iemand sê, nee, maar dit, ek soek nie aanneming nie. Weet jy wie jou aanneem? Die Here van die hemel en aarde. Dit is nie een piekanien wat jou aanneem. Dit is God self. Met die volle vermoë en die volle toerusting en die volle manier van die beste vir jou wanneer hy jou aanneem. En dan sê hy interessante ding, vers 16, die gees, purpose of Pentecost, die gees getuig saam met ons gees, dat ons kinders van God is. Dat jy nie dink soos 'n weeskind sonder aanneming, maar wanneer die Heilige Gees oor jou kom en jou vul, fondasie goedjies, getuig hy, Ellen, this thing that you accepted Jesus wasn't just some emotion. The day you accepted Jesus as your Savior, Ellen, the Holy Spirit says, I confirm you are a child of God. What came to your mind when you thought of the Holy Spirit? Gifts? No, most people in vernieuwingsgemeentes, as soon as you speak Holy Spirit, they just think gifts. It's part. That's not the purpose of Pentecost. That's not the primary purpose of Pentecost. Is to confirm your sonship, that you belong. And when I'm a child of God and I belong, and the Holy Spirit in me, the Holy Spirit in me, there's a release of gifts. I can prophesy into my wife. Then it's not funny stuff. It's the Father who's het wat my bevestig aanneming en dieselfde gees spreek hoop, bemoediging in haar en is nooit hierdie snaakse game nie. Maak dit sin? As ek rondloop en ek spog oor krag en ek is soos 'n pronkperkie wat krag wil rondgooi van die Heilige Gees en alles, dis nie dieselfde fondasie wat God wil sê. Ek het die Here Jesus aangeneem, ek het jou aangeneem van 'n weeskind, ek bevestig kinskap, ek leef in jou. En omdat ek in jou leef, kan jy vir iemand gaan bid, of jy gaan gesels met iemand, en die krag word vrygestel. Hoor mooi, die krag word vrygestel om iemand se lewe te verander. En wat is dit? Dis fondasie. Jy kry nie die glory of die shine. Jesus gives hope to that person that you're speaking to. That's what the purpose of Pentecost was for. Never a blink suit en 'n titel. En dan sê hy, power ministry. And it's all about the man. Then I say, but what about the purpose why he sent the Spirit? To release God's life into people. Ons was het woensdag in Welkom. En dinsdag ontspan het gaan birthday vier. En ons gaan uit, I just love this. Ons klim in die kombi. En nee, ons kry nie vir Zaan nie. Sy sit daar agter. Ons soek Zaan. Zaan's weg. Naderhand kom sy gehardloop na die kombi. Sy sê, sorry, ek is laat. Ek het 'n woord van die Here gehad vir 'n tannie wat gesit het by die restaurant en geëet het. You know what? That's beautiful. It's not on a big stage with glory and glamour. And she went politely and said, excuse me, can I pray for you? The Lord's laid something on my heart. The lady said, you're welcome. And she prayed for her. She said, I trust God. He's going to lift you, speak to you, change your life. And she ministered prophetic. And she came back to the kombi and it was over. The Spirit was released to someone who's a stranger and no one gets the glory. That lady till today doesn't even know who she is. Amen. Daai selfde dag gaan ek en Karin in die Akkermans in en ons soek ietsie, en hier is hierdie nie blanke dame wat by die fitting room werk, dieselfde dag. Ons het nie geweet, ja, haar story het ons geweet, maar ons het nie geweet wat die Here wil doen daai dag, ons gaan birthday vier. Ons gaan nie kerk hou nie, ons gaan birthday vier. I'm trying to say this with a purpose. So we're going to Ackerman's, and Corrine's busy in the fitting room. Ja, Ackerman's, they do sell nice clothes. But you know what, it wasn't about Corrine getting something at Ackerman's. God had an appointment with the lady at the fitting room. Come on. We went to celebrate birthday. And I started talking to this lady. And she said, I'm married as long as we're married. She says, but 13 years ago, my husband had a stroke. And it's going worse and worse. I have to bath him. I have to clean him off the toilet. She says, but I will not leave him. Because I love him. And I said, do you mind if I pray for you that God will strengthen you? Because you're an awesome wife to your husband. So Corrine came out and we folded ourselves around her, much to the amusement of the welcome Ackerman's busy. Eh? A lot of people shopping. And we just prayed for her. And she was rejoicing and strengthened in her journey. You see, the purpose of Pentecost is to let me know I'm his son and to give hope to people out there. She doesn't know who I am or anything about us, but she was rejoicing. And two people in two different venues were touched by the same spirit without planning it. And guess what? She didn't give me any kwachas for the deal. I'll have to go back to her. Just joking. Guys, there's a motive with the spirit that has to be Holy Spirit, pure. The minute a gift works through you and you twist the motive, you're in trouble. And so the first foundation I'm doing is it's the confirmation that I am God's child. The next one. Who of you know this verse? Usually at the end of a service we do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. In Afrikaans, it's verse 13. 13, 13. In English, it's verse 14. Gaan in Afrikaans sê, mag die genade van die Here Jesus Christus, liefde van God en die gemeenskap van die Heilige Gees met julle wees. Amen, dan gaan ons huis toe. Nee, wie van julle het al daai gebed gehoor? O, weet jy wat, wie wat... In Engels, do you know how loaded that verse is? Do you know how loaded that verse is with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? But we're not talking about the first two. Look at the last one. And the what of the Holy Spirit. So the first one is, he confirms, I'm his son. Jesus sends him, and the Holy Spirit confirms, I'm God's son. So it gives me a security, a identity, a purpose to live on this earth, and to know that I'll be with the Lord forever. He confirms I'm his son, that God's preparing a place. And if I die today, it's not just endless darkness. I know that I'll be with my Savior. He confirms. But while I'm on earth, this is a very powerful verse. And I gaan het nie ver uitbrei nie. While I'm on earth, he says, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Die gemeenskap van die Heilige Gees. Vergeet die ministries en die gifts, daai is deel. Ek wil hê, toe ek het dit met die rede gesê, as jy dink Heilige Gees, wat dink jy? 99% of all people, Christians, when you say, Holy Spirit, one think fellowship, they'll think power, gifts, ministries. There is power in that fellowship. It's the power of God that will allow me to be his witness. It's act. Say so. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and receive power. What's the purpose? And he says the fellowship, die gemeenskap van die Heilige Gees. I want you to hear what the meaning of that word fellowship, other than just the normal word that we know. is contributory help. Are you aware that you have contributory help from the Spirit every day for your personal life? Bydraande hulp dagliks. Nie net bevestig jy is God se kind. Bydraande hulp in elke situasie wat ek en jy face. Ek en hom saam. Hier is wat bydraande hulp / in Engels participation. The Holy Spirit, this is so good. The Holy Spirit wants to participate in every facet of my life. And not some show on a Sunday only. Or on a course. That is an, can I say something? That is an insult to his purpose. Dis 'n belediging in die gesig van die Heilige Gees dat ek en jy slegs hom wil ervaar. 'N Sondag of 'n kursus of 'n konferensie. Sê, joh, die Heilige Gees was dan daar, né? Wel, wat van maandag en dinsdag in jou werk, in die boerdery, in die praktyk, in die skool, in die waarste, waar's Heilige Gees van Monday to the next conference? Gone? No, his purpose was to fellowship with God's children, his children, confirm that sonship and actually support you and assist you, Parakletos, the one near to help. When? Once a term? No. Now. When you got to do a deal, when you need a breakthrough, when you need wisdom to speak to someone, when you hear a lady who's busy cleaning her husband after a full day at Ackerman's, to bath him, to say, Holy Spirit, how can I pray for this lady to encourage her? Heilige Gees, my ware vernoot, verander julle prentjie. Dan jaag ek nie goeters nie, want die volheid van hom is in my. Ek ervaar sekere dinge. Ek is nie soos 'n weeskind wat jaag na sweetie hier en jaag na kossies daar en jaag na aan. Come on, sê saam my, ek is nie meer 'n weeskind nie. Ons moenie optree soos dit. Ek verstaan 'n weeskind wat sonder 'n ma en pa groot word, wat sal gryp na 'n bietjie aanvaarding en gryp na 'n nuwe maaltyd. Ek verstaan dit en God het 'n hart vir dit. Maar wanneer jy Jesus aangeneem het en die Heilige Gees is binne jou, het dit verander. Ek is sy kind. Ek wil daardie vaderlewe uitgee en ek hardloop nie rond met net 'n soeke die hele tyd na nog 'n goeie feeling. Because I have my confidence. He's with me and in me and he guides me and he leads me and he teaches me and he comforts me and he intercedes for me. That's all in the book of John. Go and read that. He does everything like that. I'm not an orphan and I won't act like an orphan. And God forbid people with ministries try and make me feel inferior when I know the Holy Spirit lives in me, with me, and guides me and teaches me in a broad balance from money, finances, counseling, children, helping, all of this. I'm not an orphan. Maak het sin. Piccolo, you're not an orphan, my brother. Not for years already, not. And so next time we hear, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, something beautiful be with you all. I go to the last verse for today. I'm doing two parts. We'll touch on ministries and gifts next week. But we don't start with that. You don't start with the wheelbarrow can be used to sleep in. can. You start with the primary purpose. Then the other is a bonus. Lunchtime, you've got an hour break, you sleep in the wheelbarrow. That's beautiful. It's not why it's made. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. This is beautiful. Foundation stuff. And I've already spoke about John, who will lead you, guide you, teach you, comfort you, counsel you, intercede for you. I'm not taking out any of those powerful verses. His purpose. Power to prove to people Jesus lives. Holy Spirit is power to give evidence that Christ is alive. But that evidence isn't once a term. It's a lifestyle. That lady must go out and say, how did those people even get to praying for me at the fitting room of Ackerman's? Power. And not only limited in one section. Holy Spirit's power is not limited to tongues, interpretation of gifts, prophecies, ministry, working of miracles. It's not discerning spirits. Holy Spirit's power is not limited to that. That's just gifts of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is much bigger than that. My question is, are you an orphan thinker or are you thinking as a child? About your future. About your kids. One Corinthians 2 verse 11. This is beautiful. I want you to hear that. For who among you knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man that is in him? Small s. Nobody knows Alan as well as Alan. I know my own thoughts, my motives. Ek ken my eie gedagtes en motive. My vrou ken nie eers elke een nie. Ek ken nie al haar motive nie. Maak dit sin? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Say with me, the Holy Spirit is the only person who knows the inner thoughts and motives of God. And so if you want to interact with God, you better not reject the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking about rejecting him on a Sunday. I'm talking lifestyle. To love the Holy Spirit with your whole heart. Because he knows the thoughts of God. And guess what he wants to do with the thoughts of God? Release them that you will know God's thoughts for you. He knows, that's why he's an intercessor. He knows the weakness in the thoughts of Alan. And he knows the pure motives and thoughts of God. And he releases it into Alan and he takes Alan's weakness and him, the Holy Spirit and Jesus intercede that Alan can break through. You see, the kingdom of God, I want you to catch this, is very unique, but it's not weird. Koninkryk van God is uniek, maar is nie weird nie. Is prachtig. Die verhaal van 'n vader wat lief is vir sy kinders. En die beste soek vir sy kinders. Amper klaar. Kyk vers 12. Hier kom ons. Now we have not received the spirit of the world. Hallelujah. We have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit who comes from God. Not to eat snakes and it turns into chocolates. As much as we laugh about that, that is an unholy spirit that's at work. God doesn't make a fool of you every day. I'm not even ashamed to say that. The Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit. And he's unique, and he'll do unique things, but he's not weird. Because him and the Father are exact the same. Him and Jesus, exact the same. Jesus did unique things, but he wasn't weird. But now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who comes from God, so that we may understand. Foundation. Purpose. Say something. Purpose, I can understand. Oh. So that we may understand what has been freely given to us by God. Is dit nie mooi nie? Heilige Gees, bevestig jou kindskap. Sê jy is nie 'n weeskind nie. Stop it, Ellen. Hou op om op te tree asof jy 'n weeskind is. En jy probeer alles vul met ander goed en jy is my kind. Jou krag en jou sterkte lê in my, nie in ander goed nie. Jy is nie 'n weeskind wat gryp na aanvaarding, gryp na nog 'n sweetie. Nee. Ek het jou aangeneem lock, stock and barrel. Soos jy is, jy is wedergebore, jy is my kind, ek gee jou my hele hart, sê die Vader. Foundation, en ek bevestig het deur die Gees. Amen? Nommer 2, ek gaan fellowship met jou. Ek gaan jou as een nie weeskind, deur hierdie COVID, oorloë, onsekerheid, politieke upheaval, is ek by jou. Ek fellowship met jou, ek participate met jou. Moenie bang wees vir die toekoms nie. Ek het jou nie 'n gees van vreesagtigheid. Ek, die Heilige Gees, saam jou. Kom ons stap hierdie pad. Ek is die Parakletos, ek is die een naby om jou te help. Kom ons stap. Ek is aanvaar, ek het hulp. Ek fellowship met hom. En dan sê, terwyl ons fellowship, by the way, ek gaan jou alles vertel nou van hoe jy die wêreld moet hanteer, maar boonop dit gaan ek vir jou bekend maak wat die Vader vrylik vir jou gegee het, my seun. Vader het jou enorme skatte gegee. Ek wil hê jy moet dit ontdek. Daai skatte is nie dit nie. Dis geestelike skatte wat mot en roes nie kan opvreet. Dis skatte wat nie in die wêreld dit self lê nie. Does it make sense? En dan sal ons uitbrei met deel B van bedienings, gawes binne in die liggaam. Maar my broer, suster, kom ons kry hierdie eerste drie reg. Vrede in die hart, wandel. I want us to re-evaluate our motive of either wanting or rejecting the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've had a bad experience with the Holy Spirit. First thing, maybe you've had a bad experience with people who claim Holy Spirit. Can I say something to you? Look at me, all of you, and on the camera. You have not had a bad experience with Holy Spirit. Because He doesn't shame people. You had a bad experience with people. So don't reject the Holy Spirit because of a man's mess. I want to encourage you as a father today. Child, come home where you belong. You hear me? I've also had terrible experiences. But I'm a little bit more mature that I walk out and say to my wife, I cut that off. I'm not taking that one. Some people don't have the maturity. They just get so hurt. They flee from anything called Holy Spirit. What's your motive for pushing away? Or what is your motive for accepting? Is it foundation motive or is there other motives? What about Zacchaeus? Everything worked for him. All he wanted to do is to see this Jesus. And when you have that motive, the Holy Spirit will open up Jesus to you in a beautiful way. Doc, we can come, we can start worshiping. Just for those watching, live streaming will not be on anymore. We will be finished. It will be on with the next from the next Monday. And sometimes we have problems with the sound. Please be patient with us. We are busy winning with that. We're going to sing a song. We're going to end off.